My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about 7 ways to increase Facebook likes without spending a dollar. So way number one, super easy, add the Facebook widget to your website. That's where people, you know, if people are visiting, you can add it to your sidebar, you can add it to the bottom, whatever it is exactly, you can actually get likes there, assuming that you have traffic. Easy way to do it, not going to cost you anything.
Yeah, the other thing that you can end up doing is building up your fan page. So it's not just about getting likes on your page, it's also about getting your fan page, your profile page more popular. So that way, when you share a post, you're going to get more likes. So if you have a personal profile, connect with other individuals and add them as friends for people who are in your space. If you have a fan page, do shout out for shout outs or share other people's posts from their pages and then ask them to reciprocate and share content from your page. That'll help boost your numbers for your page and make it more popular. It'll also help their page become more popular as well. And this way, when you share future content from your page or your profile, you will get more likes.
All right. The other way is you can also just simply ask, right? So, you know, Neil has a big email list. You know, assuming you have an email list at all, let's say even a 1,000 people or a couple hundred people, you can just ask them to come over and like the page or, you know, send it through an intro email as well. And it's not going to cost you any money to continue to boost your number of likes.
You can do the same thing by looking at your competitors' posts. So I will go and I'll plug it into BuzzSumo or my post in BuzzSumo. It'll show me all the relevant posts. So like, let's say I wrote on something on SEO, I would type in SEO keywords. It'll show me all the other posts that did well on the social web and show me their likes and stuff. And then I dig around and see who shared their content. And I just email them asking them to like my stuff. You can do the same thing with your friends. It doesn't just have to be an email list. Like you can just ask people like, hey, I noticed you're in the industry and you share marketing content. Feel free to like this post if you like my post as well.
And the other thing is, it seems like a duh statement, but just creating great content in general. When you create great content, you're pushing it out there, you're promoting it to other people. Let's say, somebody wrote a epic 20,000 word article and they shared it with Neil, they shared it with, myself, and it's really well done, right? It's something that actually makes us look smarter if we share it. We're going to go out there, we're going to share this content. As a matter of fact, in the early days, when I used to write blog posts, I used to be like, hey, Neil, can you help tweet this? And if it was good, he'd do it. If it sucked, he would not tweet it at all. So if you actually have something that's good, get out there. You know, people will go out there and they'll share it. And then, their audience will start to, if they actually like the content, they're going to start to like your stuff. And that works out well.
Number six, focus on timing. A lot of people like publishing content on weekdays because they're like, oh, that's when everyone's online. If you notice on neilpatel.com, I love publishing content on Saturdays and Sundays. Sure, not as many people are online. I have very little competition when it comes to other marketing blogs creating content. And I find that my weekend posts tend to get the most amount of shares.
Number seven, this is kind of building on the last one that I gave, but promoting your content out there, using a tool like BuzzSumo to find people that have shared similar content helps a lot. Also building on, skyscraping content out there and promoting it. This kind of goes into creating great content. So that's backing up a second. But moving forward, reaching out to people, you can do direct outreach. You can use a tool like Pitchbox, for example, helps you, kind of organize your outreach. And then also, what I found was, even though I'm not paying directly for likes, let's say I'm boosting posts, for example, I find that I actually do get more likes from it. Doing that, you're going to get the secondary benefit of getting more page likes in that respect, even though that's not your goal. All right, that's it for today's episode. We will see you all tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.